This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial history and physical note on Pamela Zedo. Last name Zedo, Pamela, Pamela. Date was March 14, 2022. Place is Genesee Gardens, which is her senior apartment. In paragraph 2, patient profile. Mrs. Zedo is a 73-year-old female who moved in a couple of months ago to Genesee Gardens. The paragraph chief complained. She was seen regarding multiple problems, including congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, recent COVID infection, his bladder cancer, and valvular heart disease. New paragraph history. Mrs. Zedo had a COVID infection in December of 2021, period. In fact, her husband had passed away of COVID, period. She had a stroke around that time in December, and that affected mainly her speech, period. There's no hemiplegia or major visual complaints, period. The stroke occurred around New Year's Eve, period. And apparently she had Eliquis because of anticipated surgery, but then the surgery ended up being delayed, period. The COVID was manifested mainly by fatigue and loss of taste and smell, and there was slight cough, but not severe dyspnea, period. She is obese, and she uses a power chair to mobilize, period. She's known to have valvular heart disease and congestive heart failure, period. There's plans for an aortic valve replacement, not with open heart surgery, but with a TAVR approach, period. It is after that that they plan on resuming chemotherapy for the bladder cancer, period. She's had two episodes of chemotherapy, and it seems to have helped. They still have more to do with the bladder cancer, period. She has chronic kidney disease, stage 4, and follows nephrology with nephrology, period. She has hypertension, which is currently controlled, and there's no headache or any chest pain, period. She does get back pain frequently, although it's not too bothersome at the moment. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills. High, slightly decreased vision but not severe. ENT, slightly decreased hearing but not severe. No earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, currently she's not short of breath, no cough or phlegm. She does get exertional dyspnea though at times. Cardiovascular, no edema, palpitations. And she does have edema. GI, no bowel pain. Vomit and bleeding, but she does get incontinent of bowel at times. GU, she has frequency and hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has arthralgias, including back pain, especially the 4 and L5 area, period. She has edema disc disease. Hematologic, she sometimes bruises easily, and she is on Eliquis. No excessive bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. In CNS, no headaches, syncope, or seizures. In paragraph, past history is positive for osteoarthritis, psoriasis, congestive heart failure, valvular heart disease, diabetes mellitus type 2 for about 20 years, back pain, anxiety, chronic kidney disease stage 4, central hypertension, anemia, bladder cancer, depression. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had diabetes mellitus and heart disease and hypertension and a stroke, period. Her father died of a myocardial infarction at age 59. Her sister had a myocardial infarction as well as diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, and stroke, and she is deceased. Her son has COPD, hypertension, and alcohol use. In terms of social history, she quit smoking 3.5 years ago. She denies ethanol excess, period. New paragraph, medication. Levothyroxine, 150 micrograms daily. Lasix, 40 milligrams daily. Bidol, 1 pill BID. Paxil, 30 milligrams daily. Spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily. Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily. Toprol XL, 50 milligrams daily. Potassium, 10 milliequivalents daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams daily. Meclizine, 5 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams BID. Levemir, 40 units at bedtime. Humulin, 44 units TID with meals. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed, period. She's obese, period. She's definitely mobilizing and uses a power chair. Blood pressure 112 over 66, pulse 84, O2 saturation 96%, respiratory rate 18. Head and neck, pupil decline react to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucous membranes are normal and moist. Use normal inspection, neck supple, no mass, no palpable fibromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheezing, no crackles, no accessory muscle use for breathing. Percussion is normal. Vascular. Hand systolic murmur. Decreased S1, S2, no gallop. Some edema, 2 plus, but it's actually much better than it had been at one point. Fetal pulses are palpable. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial nerves normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis or clubbing, shoulder range of motion normal. Hand grip was good. New paragraph, skin was intact, warm and dry, without major reasons, lesions or rashes here, there's stasis dermatitis. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Zado has cardiac disease, namely congestive heart failure with valvular heart disease, and there's a plan for TAVR, period. We anticipate that to be done soon and it would help her congestive heart failure, period. Two, she has diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia. That's relatively controlled, but sugars still run between 100 and 200. And I will observe a Humulin 44 units 3 times a day before meals and 11 or 40 units at bedtime. Then gabapentin 300 milligrams daily for neuropathy, period. Three, she has hypertension. I will continue Norvasc 10 milligrams daily plus spironolactone 25 milligrams daily. And for the heart and blood pressure, she's on Bidol, 1 POBID, period. Four, she has atrial fibrillation. She's had atrial fibrillation and is on Toprol XL, or 50 milligrams daily, which controls the rate. And then Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams twice a day, period. Six, she has some residual COVID symptoms, period. Seven, she has depression, and I will continue Paxil, 30 milligrams daily. Eight, she has hypothyroidism, and I will continue levothyroxine, 150 micrograms daily, period. Nine, she can get vertigo, and I will continue meclizine, BID, period. Nine, she has bladder cancer. It's planned for further chemotherapy once she get their heart stabilized, period. Oh, note on the physical, a foot exam was done, it was normal. Fetal pulse was 2+, edema was 2+. Motor and sensory function were normal, and there's no lesions, period. Please add that to the foot exam. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.